This is Adele 6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, with the official broadcast for September 2015. Tonight, presidential comment, headquarters news, and on the international scene,
a new island gets activated in Connecticut's Housatonic River.
That and more on tonight's NZART official broadcast. Good evening, everyone. Presenting the broadcast, I'm Jim Meacham, Sidell 2BHF in Nelson. Leading tonight's broadcast, presidential comment. Here's our NZRT president, Stuart Watchman, Sidell 2TW. Stuart?
Good evening from Blenheim to all amateurs and other listeners. I'm pleased to announce that Council has appointed Howard Buxton, Sidell 1BXA from Auckland, to fill the Northern Region Councillor vacancy, and Mark Gooding, Sidell 2UFI from Upper Hutt, is a new permanent break-in editor. There will be more information on these appointments in my column in the September-October edition of Break-In. On behalf of NZART Council, I would like to thank John Walker, ZL3IB, for stepping in and editing the last two editions of Break-In. This was of enormous assistance. Shortly, Debbie will have some important details to do with the renewal of your subscriptions. If you have not renewed your subscription, please do so to help ensure the ongoing good financial health of your organisation. To anyone listening that is not a member, I do urge you to consider joining NZART. If you have any questions or concerns around renewal of your sub or joining NZART, please feel free to contact me at zl2tw@nzart.org.nz. Andrew Barron, ZL3TW, our core book editor, has been working steadily on this year's printed edition, which will be delivered to you with the November-December edition of Break-In. At this year's AGM in Hamilton, the message from the floor was pretty loud and clear that you wanted a full set of repeater maps in the call book. Andrew has been able to make space available for these, and NZRT Councillor Neil Ellis, Z01TAJ, has been working hard on producing an up-to-date set of maps of all repeaters and beacons, including DMR and DSTAR, and the national system. The maps will be posted on the website as soon as they are finalised, which will be around the time you hear this broadcast. On the subject of the NZRT website, progress has been made by Council to bring our website into the 21st century. We aim to have the new website up and running by the end of the year, and an essential component of this will be compatibility with mobile browsers, which I know many of you will appreciate. Finally tonight, please remember to get on the air and use our allocations in the electromagnetic spectrum. Good night all, and back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Stuart. The President of NZART, Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW. Branch 20 Manawatu are holding their annual used equipment sale in 2 weeks' time on Saturday the 10th of October. It's being held at the Longburn Hall on State Highway 56 at Longburn, just adjacent to the rail overbridge. Now, doors open for vendors only at 8 a.m. and for buyers at 9 a.m. Vendors 8 a.m, buyers at 9 a.m. Sale regulars, please note the sale is a week later than usual this year, being the second Saturday of the month. Now that's the Branch 20 Manawatu annual used equipment sale on Saturday the 10th of October at Longburn. To Upper Hutt we head now, and it's a very good evening to the NZRT business manager, Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. I have just noticed that the subscription invoice this year, which was sent out with your August break-in, was actually printed on the back of the HAMAD request form. Therefore, you may have missed it. This may be the reason for a very slow response for payment of the 2016 subscriptions. Therefore, a reminder notice will be sent out to you in early October. The rebate period applies until the end of November, so you will have plenty of time to take advantage of the reduced subscription rate. A reminder, however, that subs are $99, less $10, making payment required of $89, not $88. It appears the public liability insurance required for some branch club rooms has now started to make an impact, as local councils are making this a requirement of tenancy agreements. I have been approached by a branch requesting this to be reconsidered by NZART, as the premium they have been quoted is considerably higher than was negotiated by NZART. However, this was a very time-consuming exercise, and in the end not cost-effective to undertake, as only 5 branches wish to proceed. I urge you all to review this clause in your tenancy agreement with your club's building owners in case your branch is affected. That's all from me, Jim. Back to you.
Thank you, Debbie. Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL, our NZ ART Business Manager. For news now on the international scene, we join the team at the Amateur Radio Newsline.
There's lots of celebrating going on at the Newport County Radio Club, which has just activated Turnip Island, now known as CT036R. The crew on the island in Connecticut's Housatonic River consisted of Rich, KC1ARO, and Paul, N1PSX, who logged 30 contacts, ranging from nearby New York and Virginia to farther away Oklahoma and South Dakota, but also Canada and Aruba. The crew worked mostly on 20 meters with some QSOs on 40. Paul Silverswag, N1PSX, and Rich Russell, KC1ARO, reported on the Newport County Club website that on September 19th, the day they set up operations, quote, "The river was very slow, complicating transport with rocky interjections, but we got out there with 2 radios, 2 antennas, and lunch. The island was official by noonish." Then the crew, which had operated its call sign W1SYE, no doubt sat down to a lunch that had just become a celebration feast. A recent report from the International Amateur Radio Union has put radio amateurs on alert to some new and persistent sources of interference on the bands. An increasing amount of Russian military traffic has turned up on 40 and 20 meters, according to the September newsletter from the IARU Region 1 monitoring system. Monitors in Europe reported strong daily interference and frequent splatter, in particular in Gorodezh on 14.108 megahertz from a Russian over-the-horizon radar, and found the Russian Navy using FMCW frequently on 14.192 megahertz. Other monitors based in Germany reported Chinese over-the-horizon radars operating on other bands, including 75 meters. Region 1 monitors have also detected interference from Spanish fishing vessels on all bands and an interfering transmission from a beacon in Kazakhstan on 7027.5 kHz, sent as a continuous letter V. European-based monitors have also detected interference on 10 meters as transmissions between taxi dispatchers and drivers. Wolf Hadel, DK2OM, a coordinator and monitor with the program, has told members of the Rusk County Amateur Radio Club in East Texas that Russian and Iranian over-the-horizon operations are among the worst offenders, especially on 20 meters. Hadel has been encouraging more hams to become volunteer monitors. Changes are coming to 2 European amateur radio licensing systems. In the UK, starting on October 1st, amateur radio license exams will be overseen by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which is picking up the responsibility from the Radio Communications Foundation. The RSGB has been assuring applicants that nothing other than that will really change. A recent statement says, quote, "The same people will be doing the same things. They'll just be reporting to the RSGB board instead of the RCF. This will free the RCF trustees to concentrate on their charitable work and will further streamline the administration of the examinations, building on the foundation established over the last 8 years," end quote. The test had been given by the RCF since 2007. The RSGB concludes its statement by saying, quote, "Examinations will continue to be available to all, regardless of RSGB membership, and these changes will have minimal impact on the conduct of the examinations at the local level." In the meantime, the formerly free licenses issued in the Netherlands are now subject to a fee of 31 euros. The Dutch government announced the imposition of the new fee on Budget Day, September 15th. The move is being protested by the Dutch radio communications agency, Veron. Region 3 of the International Amateur Radio Union will hold its triennial conference October 12th in Bali, hosted by the Indonesian Radio Society, OARI. The special event station, YB16 IARU, will be operating at the conference venue, the Sanur Paradise Plaza Hotel, through the gathering's conclusion on October 16th. This is the second time Indonesia has hosted the event. Attendees will include representatives from the ARRL U.S. Pacific Territories, NZART New Zealand, JARL Japan, and VARC Vietnam, among others. The agenda will include the push by the UN to have Morse code granted heritage recognition, the World Radio Conference to be held in Geneva in November, and the IARU's role in CubeSat launches. NDX. The Amateur Radio Club of Chios Island, SZ8XIO, is holding a special event station through October using the call sign SX8HOMER, or Homer. The Greek Island station will operate on 40, 30, 20, 17, 15, and 10 meters using SSB, PSK31, and JT65. The call sign honors Homer, the author of the epic poems The Iliad and the Odyssey. QSL cards are not necessary, but a certificate is available for $5 or is free for a PDF file format. Write the QSL manager, SV8, GXQ. Billy, DJ7RJ, will be operating from Mauritius on 160 through 10 meters as 3B8 stroke DL7RJ beginning October 5th through the end of the month. He'll focus on 160 meters using CW and SSB, QSL via his home call sign. John, W2GD, will be active again in Aruba as P40W October 24th and 25th during the CQ Worldwide DX SSB contest. QSL via logbook of the world or direct to N2MM. Bureau cards are no longer accepted. And Moto, JA1GZV, is operating as TX7A from Moorea Island in French Polynesia until the end of October. For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT at the news desk in New York, and our news team worldwide, I'm Don Wilbanks, AE5DW, in New Orleans, saying 73. And as always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2015. All rights are reserved.
And as always, it's a big thank you to the team at the Amateur Radio Newsline for the use of their copyright material. To our own news, and here it is, it's a very good evening to Rosemary Zadell 1RO.
Thanks, Jim, and hello, everyone. Warrow's activity week ended last night, and many thanks to all the YLs who came on the air for some contacts. Did you keep a log of your contacts? If so, send it off to our awards manager, Lynette, ZL1LL, at her cool book address. You may have enough contacts to earn the Wairoa Mountain Buttercup Award, provided your log is received by October the 26th. Did you work some stations in the recent Alara HF contest? Logs should reach that contest's organiser, Leslie Smith, VK5LOL, by the 30th of September, which is this coming Wednesday. But if you're quick, they can be emailed to her at alaracontest@wia.org.au. That's alaracontest@wia.org.au. Check logs are also welcome. Scoring details are in the latest Wairoa Bulletin or on the Alara website. Let me remind you about the Wairoa 80 Metre Net, which is held each Monday night at 2000 hours on 3695 kHz. The net controllers would love to be overrun with chickens, so we're hoping some members will think to come up on that one. For YLs in the Greater Auckland area on Sunday nights, there's a YL net on the 146900 repeater, starting at 1900 hours. All YLs are welcome to check in on these nets, as they're not limited to Wairoa members. And we'd love to hear any of the newly licensed YLs of the past couple of years checking in. That's all from Wairoa for this September, Jim. Good night, everyone.
Thank you, Rosemary. Reporting for Wairoa, Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO. Finally, in tonight's official broadcast lineup, time for branch news. Here's Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. And we start with Whangarei Branch 28 NZART, where the next meeting is on Wednesday, October the 7th, at the clubrooms at Heritage Park in Whangarei. This will be a technical evening combined with a show-and-tell. To Auckland Branch 02, the next branch meeting is on Saturday the 17th of October at the clubrooms at 400 St John's Road in Kohimarama in Auckland. The branch will be hosting the newly elected President of NZART, Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW. He will give a talk on the high-voltage inter-island cable. Hutt Valley Branch 18 has its next meeting on Monday, October the 5th, starting 7:30pm at the clubrooms in the Philip Evans Reserve off Birch Street in Waterloo. This is the branch's show and tell. Nelson Branch 26 has its next meeting on Wednesday the 21st of October, starting 7:30pm at the National Party Electorate Office meeting rooms on the corners of Waimea and Quarantine Roads. This is a general meeting with a show and tell. Also, don't forget the branch annual general meeting to be held on Wednesday, the 18th of November. And finally, to Motueka Branch 24. And just a note that the branch now has a DMR repeater operating from Takaka Hill on 439.6875 MHz transmit with a 5 MHz negative receive split. The repeater is known as Tasman DMR, and it covers the Tasman and Golden Bay areas. Operators new to DMR are finding the DMR features impressive, not only with local coverage with two independent channels, but worldwide access to other DMR repeaters. Well, that's all from me. Back to you, Jim.
Thanks, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL 4HG, reporting from Christchurch. The next issue of NZART Headquarters Info Line will be emailed on Friday, the 2nd of October. The next NZART official broadcast will be made by ZL6A at 8 p.m. on the Sunday of Labour weekend, that's the 25th of October. This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the official broadcast for September 2015. Good night, everyone. Good night now.